So how did you get involved with the Beatles?
I was doing production for King Features on shows like Crazy Cat and Beetle Bailey, Popeye. Then I got a telephone call in the middle of the night from Al Brodax, the producer of both The Yellow Submarine and the Beatles TV show. He said to me, "Ron, we'd like you to direct the Beatles TV cartoon show." And I said, "That's great, Al, but Beatles, they make terrible characters for children's cartoons. Insects are awful." And he said, no, it's a rock and roll group. And I think I've heard of them. Yeah, peripherally I had heard of them. I had heard their music on the radio, but not listening very closely.
When did the Beatles cartoon start? Was it at the beginning of Beatlemania?
He sold the show to the Beatles, really beginning the day after the television appearance on the Ed Sullivan show, yes. Perhaps a month or two after that.
Explain how the cartoons came together.
In those days, it was like in charge of everything, you know. I did the storyboards. Al would send scripts and model sheets and voice track and the music track. And I would do the storyboard and hire the necessary staff and monitor the work, distribute the work, see that the production went smoothly all the way through and that the delivery was made at the end of the production period. So it was really almost producing, directing, actually.
What sort of role did the Beatles play in the cartoons?
Well, the most important part, of course, and the part that made the show such a success was the music, giving us the music to use. Apart from that, their involvement in the show was absolute zero.
What did the band think of the cartoons once they saw them?
All I heard was hearsay, and the hearsay I heard was John was heard to have said once, "Ah, that Flintstones, can I swear? Can I quote him exactly?" He says, "Ah, that Flintstones shit." So, not realizing, of course, just how good the Flintstones actually were, you know.
How did your involvement with Yellow Submarine happen?
Again, I got a telephone call in the middle of the night from Al Brodax explaining that they were having some production difficulties in getting certain kinds of animation done. Could I help out, along with my friend and colleague, Dwayne Crowther? And I agreed, but this time I didn't have to ask who the Beatles were. I shipped them back as pencil drawings, and the studio in London did the ink and paint and shot them and slipped the scenes into the film.
Obviously, unlike the earlier movies, the Beatles only appear at the very end of Yellow Submarine.
As I understand it, when they saw the film, they were quite surprised. I think they were expecting like a low-budget production like we were doing with the Saturday morning cartoon, but it was far from that. It was a very beautifully designed film. I guess they really liked it, as they should have, and decided to make an appearance at the end of the film, which was very good for the film.
You'll be in Reston this weekend?
When I retired from making cartoon films, I decided to paint scenes based on all the films that I've been working on. That included Smurfs and Scooby-Doo and Flintstones and Jetsons and a whole lot of other shows. When a man paints, he likes to sell his paintings. In order to sell these paintings, I travel around the country, going somewhere approximately once a month and setting up my paintings in a beautiful art gallery and putting them up for the public to see, and I get to meet the audience that used to watch the cartoons that I helped make and sell my paintings.
Ron Campbell will be at Art Insights in Reston Friday through Sunday. Neil Augenstein, WTOP.com.